Alan, thanks for watching Proactive. Greenbank Capital has bought another 29.5% stake in Stamineer. It's also acquired a loan made to Stamineer worth almost £5 million. Joining me with more detail is Greenbank CEO, Terry Pullen. Terry, very good to speak to you today.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for your time again.
Always a pleasure, Terry. So this deal increases your stake in Stamineer to 48.5%. Is that a big positive for the company?
Yes, it's part of the goal that we've had over the last year, and it's something that we've been working towards. You know, we have had technical sort of issues, and we are absolutely focused on completing the whole of the merger in due course with the appropriate legal sort of advice that we're taking. But the important thing is that the direction, and the important thing, Stephen, is what that really means to Greenbank today, and the benefits that come with that are vast.
Okay, so going back a step, I mean, do you eventually intend to take control of Stamineer and merge completely with Greenbank Capital?
Absolutely, you know, at the earliest possible opportunity. That's our goal. That's our focus. And as I say, we need to do it in an appropriate way from a legal position, and that's what we're minded to do.
Take us through the relationship between the two companies, Terry, between Greenbank and Stamineer.
Sure. For all intents and purposes, you know, everybody knows that the history of the Wettrick family, and obviously over the last year, you know, there's been a sort of gradual sort of change and comfort in the management. But the key thing now is that the business is really focused as this 21st century merchant bank to build relationships with existing investments, to look for new investments, and to really work closely with the investments that we have to, obviously, for them to develop, to be successful as they can possibly be. One of the reasons why this next stage that we just achieved is key is because, you know, Greenbank will have, as you mentioned, 48.5% of such deals like the Substantia Group, Gatwick, which is a very sizable landmark land deal, Freeway Tokens, which is incredibly successful, you know, in the sort of currency space. And therefore, you know, we you know, to increase those stakes with the other benefits of the deal, you know, it can only be a good thing for all parties concerned.
So are these projects you've been working on jointly with Stamineer then? You mentioned Substantia and the airport.
Very much so. And you know, we are heading those up from London. And we really are pivotal in all of those businesses and those investments. The Substantia Group in particular, you know, is since it's been involved with Greenbank, you know, is going from strength to strength, and the pipeline is in excess of $1 billion in terms of gross development value, and on a regular basis, you know, we are taking on more work, high profile work with national and international players in the property markets and business markets. So that really is a very, very exciting opportunity that Greenbank now have a bigger stake in, which is great. And the ultimate goal is obviously to complete full merger, as we spoke about.
So Terry, apart from the larger equity stake, you've also agreed to acquire a loan of just under £5 million, and that was made to Stamineer. What's the rationale for taking on the loan?
Yeah, it's another testament, Stephen, to the way the companies are clearly being aligned, and the direction that we have to positively align and obviously deliver, you know, higher net asset value to the shareholders. The outflows of the way that we've structured this deal mean that, for all intents and purposes, we would increase the combined P&L by $51,000 a month. That can only be a good thing, of course, balance sheet-wise, you know, to the shareholders of Greenbank and Stamineer. So that's a huge positive. We also reduce the third-party liabilities, of course, another huge positive. And we also have the ability, or have got the ability, to eliminate an intercompany loan. So all of those things align the two businesses together. All of those things increase net asset value for shareholders, all of those things point towards us acting, yes, as they are separate structures, but acting together towards one goal, which is to create huge shareholder value.
Terry, what other news should Greenbank shareholders be looking out for in the short to medium term?
As you know, Stephen, you'll be the first to know. We will be coming to you to help us put our news out. So it's only stuff that I can tell you that, you know, that it's not market sensitive. What I am prepared to say is, you know, we have been working on other deals that will be coming to fruition. They will be coming to market via you guys in terms of disseminating the information. But it really has been an incredibly frenetic year in a very difficult market, as we all know. But the great news is that, you know, we're really holding our heads high at the moment. And this announcement we made yesterday is just that next step. All we're going to do is keep going. All we're going to do is keep working. All we're going to be doing is focusing on delivering value for everybody concerned, and do it in a way that we feel is the right way, which is structured, regulated, and for the future.
Well, Terry, I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again in the near future. Thank you very much for the update today.
Thank you, Stephen. Take care.
Terry Pullen is CEO of Greenbank Capital.